So we're holding by the Mishnah, right on top of the Sanhedrin Gimel Amud Aleph. Like the Halakha Mishnah. Omer harei alai b'machavat lo yavi b'marcheshet, b'marcheshet lo yavi b'machavat. Somebody is neither a mincha in a machavat, then he should not bring it in a marcheshet. We'll soon discuss what the difference is between these two kelim. B'marcheshet lo yavi b'machavat. And if his neder is to bring it b'marcheshet, he should not bring the mincha in a machavat. Ma bein machavat a marcheshet? In what way are these two kelim different? Marcheshet yesh la kisui, machavat ein la kisui. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglim. Rabbi Yossi Aglim says the nafkamina is simply in the way the kli is constructed. And if it's a machavat, then it's an open frying pan. If it's a marcheshet, the marcheshet has a cover. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel omer, marcheshet amuka, umaaseh rochashim. Whereas machavat safa, umaaseh kashim. A marcheshet is deep, and therefore the oil is in one place, and the what is made in it moves about because of the oil. So it's like a looser kind of softer, because it's deep fried. Whereas the machavat is like a griddle. So it's tzafa, the oil spreads evenly over the entire thing. They're fighting more oil. No, I figured if I'll need extra. Go. Yeah. Akol mukhan misuda. Kadesha nasi lo yitrach. Go. And therefore it's tzofa, it spreads out evenly, like floats above the surface evenly. In this case, what you have is a griddle cake. And a griddle cake is much harder than something that is deep fried. My time of the Rabbi Yossi. Why does Rabbi Yossi hold that a marcheshet has a cover? Is it because the word marcheshet, yilema marcheshet, is similar to the lashon of ruchushe halev? Ruchushe halev are the things that the lev plans internally. So in other words, on hirhurim of avera that are inside of the lathe, and therefore it's covered, like the heart is covered. Whereas, like it says, rachash li bi davar tov. So rachash is, I planned it out. Machavat, on the other hand, could be a lashon of barking or making noise, minabeach. So minabeach, because it's coming amagbui hapeh. On the expressions of the mouth, kriyamri inche minabeach nebuchi, minbach nebuchi. I mean, if it's a question of balshanut and language, you could have said the other way around, beimayipcha. Maybe machavat is a lotion of machbui. The lotion of machbat is machbui in the sense of hidden. A machbui halei, the sivlama nechbeta livroach. Nechbeta means to hide. So we could say the machavat needs a cover, because the machavat needs to be hidden. Whereas the marcheshet could be from the lashon of movement, like archushe marakshan sifsuse, we say. So maybe it would be archushe, it's on your expressions of your lips. Kiriyaminche havi marakshan siftute, like people say, his lips were moving. So I mean, you can't say that it's a question of balshanut, because you could have found the etymology in opposite cases. Ela gemara gemirli. Indeed, it must be that he has a kabbalah, that's the fact, that a marcheshet is covered and a machavat is open.
Isn't it a different kind of result?
According to Rabbi Chanina, it is. And not according to Rabbi Yossi.
If you cook something in a covered pan, it's more...
Enough, you'll see the difference in the result. According to Rabbi Chanina, the whole point is the difference in the result. It's a whole different style. Whereas Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel argues, and he says, marcheshet is deep. If you take a look at the difference, see the Torah, when the Torah describes the marcheshet, it says, kol na'asa ba marcheshet. Whereas the machavat, it says al machavat. So apparently a marcheshet has something deep in it, and a machavat is a griddle, and you put things on top of it. So the marchesh, the machavat, is tzafa. Dechsiv the al machavat. Tana Rabbanan Beit Shammai Omrim HaOmer Harei Alay Marcheshet Yemunach Ad Sheyavo Eliyahu. The Gerus Rishit says a Shammai. This is talking about from the time of the Migdash. That somebody who says Harei Alay Marcheshet, it's not clear what he means. So the money that he gives, if it was dedicated to that specific purpose, as Tosis explains, we're mesupik, what that means. Iyashum kli nikru. Is it the pshat that he is dedicating a machavat, I mean a marcheshet? In other words, it's not that the mincha is marcheshet, it's that the kli is marcheshet. Or is it that the maisa, as our president just said, that the results are different, so the marcheshet is the way in which you define the mincha? In which case, he doesn't have to say minchas marcheshet. A marcheshet means a mincha that was made in a marcheshet. So it's not clear whether he means a kli or whether he means a mincha. And what do we do? Svasana says, why can't we just... That's the way Rashi learns it. Actually, Tosis brings a different verse in Rashi, which is a little more complex. But Svasana says, why can't it just be that he wasn't clear whether there's an apkamina in the maisa, or whether it's only that the kli has the cover. It was mesupik between these two shitas. But anyway, none of the rishonim say such a pshat. They all say variations on this. And the question is whether it's a din in the kli or whether it's a din in the mincha, the word marcheshet. In which case, the same thing would be true about the machavat. Apparently, remember we had before in the beginning of the Mesechta, we had the Shaila, whether Machavat Hashem Marcheshet, whether it's considered to be a Shinui or not, is that Shinui Hashem? Because he's being Mechashiv in the Mone, he's not being Mechashiv in the Mincha. So Tosis points out that apparently Shammai doesn't hold to that. Because otherwise, then what's the suffix over here? Yeah. Ubeit Yilel Omrim, Kli Hayab Migdash, Marcheshet Shema. The name of the kli is marcheshet, not the name of the mincha. The doma kamin kalvos amok. What it looks like is one of these deep kalvosin. A kalvosin has space in it, like we use for making a what do you call those eggs? You know, the steamed eggs. Poached, like a poacher. I mean, not with steam, obviously, but the same idea. It has these containers. It's like you make little griddles, like a waffle type of thing, except in circles. So that inside of each of the holes, you have a place for the batzek. The batzek is munach betocho. Yeah. V'domeh kimin tapuchei havatim. It's like the acorns of an oak. Where you have the hole, and then you have like the acorn that fills up the hole. Here, I brought one along. Here's an acorn. Come on, tell me that's not good. So you have the calvos, and you have the butt that goes in. There you go. I can't even get a smile out of this guy. I don't know what's going on. What are you getting old? What's the problem over here? You think the president isn't older than you? He's smiling. Sapa Josh isn't older. All right. I don't know what to do here.
But this
is individual. Individual, yeah. I mean, here it's a whole clique of these little things. But each one is a dynamic community. Yeah. I figured this one would really get you guys going. I don't know. It takes a lot. Kamin Balute Hayivanim. Do you have the Steinsaltz there? Who would have it? You don't have it.
No.
Nobody's carrying a Steinsaltz. There's no Steinsaltz. All right, so we don't get any pictures. I don't know what Balute Hayivanim look like. I guess some type of decoration that they use. Maybe it's apparently it's the way in which the Yevanim, are mavlit. You know, along the, I mean, I would assume it's, on the pillars and on the what do they call the Ionic, But maybe Barnea was here, you could tell us. V'yoyimer v'chol naseh damar keshet v'al machavat. So you see that they didn't over here, it's al shum ha-kelim niklu, v'lo al shum ha-seyem. The ikra over here is the kli, not the result. All right, we missed your first one.
Yeah.
Somebody who says that I'm being neider in mincha ma'afe tanur cannot bring something that was baked in a kupach. A kupach is if you recall, what they had was kupach, kirayims, and tanurs. So a kupach, in a sense, is a miniature tanur, because what it was was a place to put one pot on top, and underneath you would put the coals or the wood. But a tanur really looked the same thing, except that the tanur was much bigger, and you didn't put something on top of it, you put it inside. So if you would heat up a kupach and you would put inside the kupach bread, it would cook like in a tanur, except that it was in a very small, low container. Yeah? So the kupach is not considered to be a din of a tanur. In other words, it's basically a stove top that you're using as a tanur, and that's not
a wonder pot.
No, a wonder pot we're going to talk about in a minute, actually. We're going to talk about it. It's called, the wonder pots were called yorot ha'arvim. And the Arabs apparently used to bake that way in a wonder pot. But this is inside of what boils down to a miniature tanur. In other words, a misuse of a stovetop to put the bread inside where you put the coals.
Oh, where the fire is.
Where the fire is, you heat it up and you put in the bread instead of on top. Now, even though this Mishnah is constructed the way the Reisha is constructed, Harei b'la'ay b'machavat lo yavi b'machashet, and so on and so forth, it's misleading. Because the Reisha of the Mishnah was a din in his neder. Because either bar cheshet or machavat are acceptable menachot. Over here, there is no such mincha as a mincha ma'afe kupach. So it's not that it's a violation of his neder, it's a violation of the dinim of kedusha. There is no such korban before. So it's a more fundamental issue over here. The lo ma'afe ra'afim. Nor can you bring things that are nor can you bring things that are baked on the top of flagstones, what are they called? Slate, where you heat the slate, or ma'afe yorota arvim, which are the wonder pots essentially, in which you have a thick pot that you heat on top of a fire and it essentially bakes inside of it the way that a tanur would bake. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ratsa mevi ma'afe kupach. If you wish, there's nothing wrong with bringing a kupach, because essentially a kind of tanur. Hare alai minchat ma'afe lo yavi mechza kalos mechza rekikim. You have to make up your minds. If you were neither a ma'afa tanur, you can bring either kalos or rekikin, because the Torah, it gives you an option. But you can't bring half and half. Rabbi Shimon matir mipnei shu korban achad. And of course, this is the Rabbi Shimon that we were referring to all along, with Rav Popo, who kept saying, well, you see, there's no five and five. Tan Rabban, ma'afe tanur, v'lo ma'afe kupach, v'lo ma'afe ra'afim, v'lo ma'afe yorot ha'arvim. The word tanur, taita the Rabbanan, means dafka tanur, and nothing that bakes but doesn't bake as a tanur. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the Torah mentions tanur twice, because we have the tanur that is mentioned in Vayikra, korban mincha ma'afe tanur, and we have it mentioned in Tzav again, kolam mincha she'tofar betanur, tefer betanur. So that's two times, shnei pami, is l'hasher ma'afe kupach. So it expands our definition of a tanur. Rabbi Shimon Omer, tanur, tanur, shnei pa'amim, is coming to tell me something else. Echad shtei afiyatan betanur. One tanur tells me that indeed you know tanur, dafka tanur. Ve'echad shyeh hekdeshan betanur. And the other is that you need to be magdish than the tanur, which seems to be saying that the tanur is a kli shareis, and that they have to be kodesh in the tanur. Yes, the Gemara is back. Shudo, Nisa, the Rabbi Shimon, I saw, does Rabbi Shimon hold that it needs to be kodesh in the tanur? What's done, Rabbi Shimon Omer? Says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says, Lomar, the Rabbi Lomar, you should chazer for yourself this, that shtei alechem, lechem aponim, are ksheros, either in the Azora or in the ksheros in Beis Pagi. In other words, that there's no psul of Yosef to take their matzah on Adria. So that it must be that they weren't yet kodesh b'tanur. And if he holds that the tanur had to be magdish then, so then why wouldn't they be kodesh b'possum b'yaseh? My Rava says, Rava, you're right. Of course Rabbi Shimon doesn't mean hekdeshan b'tanur. Rabbi Shimon means she hekdeshan l'shum tanur. What he's saying is that the kedusha that you make is l'shem tanur. What it is that you do with it, l'shem tanur, that's up to you. You could bring some challah, some rakikin, but there's one kedusha in this mincha.
Did they prepare this
at home, or is it all done in the Beis HaMikdash? It's done in the Beis HaMikdash, but it doesn't have to be done in a tanur shel kodesh. He hopes. But we'll see later on that machlokas. Hare alay minchat ma'afeh, lo yavi mechza chavas vechza rakikin. Turn around on it. V'chi takriv, look at v'chi takriv, when you get around to being ma'afeh. This means, kish takriv la'asot devar ashut, by definition, the Torah will never be mechay of you, such a korban. If you decide you want to bring a mincha ma'afeh, you can. Korban mincha, what's the korban mincha, Omer of Yudah? Minayin lo'omer hare alay mincha ma'afeh, Rabbi Yehuda says this lashon of korban mincha gufa comes to tell me that you have to define what the korban is. It's either going to be one or the other. It can either be chavos or rakikin, but it has to be meuchad as a single korban. That's why the Torah says korban mincha in this case. By the way, The difference between the chalas and the kikin is not so partial either. A lot of the mafarshim on Tanakh, especially the Ibn Ezra, says the napkin in the chalas and the kikin is the way you would assume. It's a chalas thick, and a rakik is like what we call the matzah, the cracker, the cracker wafer. However, it's mashma from Rashi, and the Chinuch says so clearly, that the napkamina is not in terms of the baking, the napkamina is in terms of the oil. That the chalais are belulais b'shemen, and the rakikin are meshulchin b'shemen. So the if it's bolul, so it's spongier because it's bolul. And if it's moshul, so it itself is a wafer, and then you put the oil on top, like the derech mashiach. But that it's not necessarily a definition of how thick it is.
The amount of oil is the same.
Amount of oil is a question of how you do it, whether you mix it with the dough or whether you put it on top. Omar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon of course argues with this issue. Rabbi Shimon holds that you can bring mechza chalas and mechza rechitzah. So Rabbi Shimon says to Rabbi Yehuda, v'chinemar korban shnei pamim. According to you, you're saying that there's two different korbanos? There's either a korban of chalas or a korban of rakikin. So does the Torah say that? The Torah mentions a korban twice. The Torah mentions korban mincha mafetanu, one korban. So clearly on the contrary, the Torah is saying that this korban can consist of the many variants. Halolo nemar la korban achad. In this korban achad, we find the nemar b'chalot rakikin. The Torah tells us a choice of chalas or a kikin, so why can't I mix them also? So me'ata, the conclusion would have to be that ratzala vi chalot maybe, rikikin maybe, mechta chalas mechta rikikin maybe, you can have your choice, you can bring half and half. What do you do if you have half and half? So how do you do the payments? What do you do after you do half? I mean, you have to do the payments from the whole thing. You can't, so, well, what you do is, your Berlalon became its Mishneim. Because remember, after you do the Petita, what it is that we have out of the Tanur is not what we do the Kmitza with, right? Because we do Petita afterwards. Yeah. And Petita, we break it up, and we'll see later on that in this case, we're Potatan, and we're also, we turn them back into crumbs. Sort of like the, what's that breakfast cereal? Breakfast cereal like that. No. It's something like that. Hi. The cereal that you have to make hamotzi on, because they bake it into a bread, and then they grind it up. What is the cut? That little, it's a brownish black. Come on. It's a very, I mean, what are these health,
muesli?
No, it's famous American cereal. These mirrors just popped out of my head. The only cereal you make hamotzi on.
Karina?
No, you don't bake it at the cold cereal.
Aye.
Cereal.
Like whole wheat? Shredded wheat.
No. I can't remember. All right, well, I won't think about it a few minutes. So what you do is anyway, so you grind them up essentially when you do the petita.
Like matzah meal,
that kind of concept. Yeah, that's right, like a matzah meal concept. And then you mix them together, and after that, you take the kemetz from both of them. And the belila in shemen is done with them put together.
So you take the lechem as well when you crumb it?
The challah is what you mean. The challah and the rakikim together. And then you have one thing, and then you kemetz mishneyim. And lamaisa, you think it really matters. If lamaisa turns out that your hand picks up only one type of crumb and not the other type of crumb, what's the difference? It's all one mincha. That's the point. It's all one mincha. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudaima, minayin loyma harealai minchas ma'afa shelo yavi mechza chalas mechza rakikin. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, holds like Rabbi Yudah. In the Iker din, we'll see what the Napkamina is, why he says it as if it's a different raya. So he says, how do I know that you cannot bring half chalas and half ratikin? Talmud lomar v'chol mincha shetofa betanur. Any mincha, which is me'afe betanur, v'chol na'aseh b'marcheshet. Now take a look at the parallel. Mincha shetofa betanur, v'chol na'aseh b'marcheshet, v'yal machavat, לכהן המקריב אותה לא תהיה. וכל מלכה בלולב השמן וחריבה, וכל בני אהרון תהיה. Now, מה כל אומר למטה, שני מינים חלוקים? Are we ready to agree that the difference between a מנחה בלולב השמן and a מנחה חריבה is about as significant as you can get? Because if you put any שמן on a מנחה חריבה, you pop it. So those are two very, very different types of מנחס. We're agreed. So if that's the case, then the parallel that is mentioned above, so af kol ha'omer lamala, all of the cases mentioned above, the mincha shete afe betanur, and cholat ma'aseh b'marcheshet v'marchavat, each one of them are minim chavukim. So you can't decide to mix one type with another. But, I mean, Rabbi Shimon has a very good point. Rabbi Yudah Shapik, I'm Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, look, it says one time Korban Mincha, and then it describes that Korban Mincha in two ways. Either through matzah, as chalos matzahs, or rakike matzahs. So doesn't that override what Rabbi Yudah is saying about Korban Mincha? I mean, on the contrary, it seems the Korban Mincha seems to be a riot to Rabbi Shimon, not to Rabbi Yudah. Amalecha, Rabbi Yehuda says no. You see, kiman dechiv bashemen bashemen, kiman dechiv korban korban dani. Why did the Torah say that you can have chalot matzot v'shulchin bashemen, or rikikei matzot? I mean, blulot bashemen, rikikei matzot v'shulchin bashemen. It should have said that you can bring either chalot matzot blulot or rikikei matzot v'shulchin bashemen. Since it says each one separately, it's not it's describing a separate mincha with each one. So that the repetition of the bat shemen is what gives us the sense that it's a different mincha. And Rabbi Shimon says, well, of course, it had to say bat shemen twice. Because if not, I would have thought you don't have a choice. I would have thought that you mean the davka mechta chalas and mechta rikikin. The Torah was demanding that it be half and half. But if I want to bring only chalas or only rikikin, it won't be kosher. That's what I would have thought if I would have said one shemen. Because the Torah would be saying you have to bring chalas and rikikin, that shemen. But now that it says, to bring chalas for chudayim and rikikin for chudayim aloha, which I wasn't able to bring it. Now that it says Bashemen twice, it's telling me that I can be Yosei even with one or the other, but certainly not only with one or the other. What makes you think it's only one or the other? Rabbi Yehuda asked the Gemara, what did Rabbi Yehuda add to Rabbi Yehuda? It's the same Shita, no? I mean, I know Abua. They both hold, you can't choose Mechza Chalas Mechza Rikikin. Okay, so one brings it from the lashon of korban, the other one brings it from the comparison of kol mincha shatefer betanur. I mean, but it's the same halacha, no? No, of course not the same halacha. Yikib benayim the yavad. The machlokas between them is the yavad, because if you hold that it's a din in korban the way Rabbi Yehuda said it, if you did it the way of mixing it, it's not ma'akev. Where does it say it's ma'akev? The way, though, that Rabbi Yosef is learning is similar to mixing a chareva with a belula. And if you put any shemen on a chareva, it's pasul. So then that would mean that, according to him, the abad is pasul also. So he's saying like his father, Rabbi Yehuda, but he's going one step further, and he holds that it pasuls as well.
Adon Allah Shol HaMenachos Li Neder Tantem Da'ayli
Rabbi Yishmael Omer Hayava B'Shabbos B'Sholosh Sa'in U'Bakol Mechamesh. Rabbi Yishmael holds that if the Omer was being brought on Shabbos, so the 16th came out to be on a Shabbos, then you would use only 3 Sa'in of barley, and out of those 3 Sa'in of barley you would work very hard to get your isoring that was needed a fine barley for the yomer. But during the week where you didn't have to worry about the various other malachas that you would do, b'chol mechamesh. Gemara will ask, what is the logic in this? But during the week you would take 5 sayin, and out of the 5 sayin, more easily you would be able to get an isoring without working so hard. The Chachomim omrim echad Shabbos v'echad chol mishalosh hayava. The Chachomim say it always came from 3 sa. Rebbe Chanina Sgan HaKohenim omer b'Shabbos hayin niktzar b'yachid u'b'magal echad u'b'kupa achat. If it was on Shabbos, then you used one person to do the kasira with one scythe and with one container. Whereas b'chol, since we had the whole terrible machlokas about what mimochas haShabbos means, so the mimochas haShabbos, which we know means the matzoi pesach, Yom Tov Rishon, so in order to be mefarsim that the baitusim were off their rocker, so we went out of our way to be very mefarsim, so we had 3 people with three kupas, with 3 margolos. But on Shabbos, what's the point of me? It's not necessary, so we weren't marba in the malachas. V'chachonim omrim echad Shabbos v'echad chol b'shloisha. You use 3 people, b'sholosh kupas, b'sholosh magolais. Now, b'shleima rabbonin. The rabbonin make a lot of sense, and the rabbonin is saying, look, consistently, whatever the din is on the yisorin, it has to be mufchar, girsa. So then, they hold like this isor mufchar. You can get a very high quality isorin out of shleisher say. Therefore, loshna b'chol, loshna b'shabbos, was not shemina b'tzchol or Shabbos. But what does Rabbi Yishmael hold? Rabbi Yishmael ma'kasar. Ikasav isor mufchar lo asiyad mechamesh. Does he hold that in terms of the chashivas of the mincha, you only get the highest quality geres from 5? So then, afilu b'shabbos nami, I understand. So then, that's what you need. If you get it out of 3, So then what do you need five for during the chol? So nafilu b'chol nami. Omar Rava, Kasala Rabbi Yishmael, Yisaron Mufchar b'lo tircha, osi b'chamesh, u'bidircha osi mishalash. Rabbi Yishmael holds a look. You can get an Yisaron very simply out of five sign. You don't have to do a lot of sifting. The first stuff that comes out, it comes out easily, and it's high quality, it's thin, and that's fine. If you work very hard on three, you could continue sifting to get out an Yisaron. So therefore, b'chol ma'asina mi'chamesh, tachish mi'chamilsa. It's nicer. And instead of looking like you're grinding away, working so hard at it to get, I mean, to take the best, easy, you know, but in terms of kedush, what we're going to try to make the most efficient use. We want to show that we're taking right off the top, right off the top. We'll finish with this one, bring me another saw.
3 times 5, each set, make 5.
No. It's just that's how we do the ksira. When we get our total of 5, that's all that we need. Yeah, son. It's if we're just doing it to show that we have no suffix whatsoever, that this is how it's supposed to be done, and we want everybody to know it.
And you work harder on Shabbos than
oh. But B'Shabbos, his logic is to work harder. Why? Because mutar shi'abed b'melacha achat b'harkadah. It makes more sense, if you're going to be doing harkada anyway, do more harkada, and don't do a lot of extra malachas, because there you would have to do a lot of different things, right? You would have to do ksira, and then you'd have to be zaira, and then you'd have to be beira, then you have to be teichen, and only then you would get to the harkada. So instead of doing all the different malachas at 5 saw, do the different malachas on 3 saw, and then continue to do more harkada on the 3 sayyid. And that's his Rivayabem Alochot Harbe. Omar Rabba, you know, it's very interesting that Rabbi Yishmael, it's just a coincidence that our Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, was not the same person, but they ended up saying the same thing. Amru Davarakat. Zitanya, Arba Asar Shechar Liot B'Shabbat. If Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, so what they would do would be mafshit et ha-pesach ad ha-chazeh. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Chachamim omrim ad she-afshit et kulo. So Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka held that as you're skinning the animal from the legs down towards the head, it's hanging from the leg, so you're mafshit until you get to the chazeh, and then you can get to all of the emurim. And there's no, you don't need to do any more hapshata. And since hapshata is a malacha, what do you got to do it for? So you don't do the rest of the hapshata. Whereas the Chachamim say, you mafshit the entire thing. Now, Nila Lama Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Hasan, Kol Eichad Efshel Lo Tachina. Did Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka not say Legabe Pesach? That if you don't need to do the malacha, it's better not to be tereach to do it. So Hachadami, apparently Rabbi Yishmael and Aramish is saying the same thing. They keep in the Epshet. Since Lamaisa, you can get out the requisite Yisarim from 3, so Lo Tachinan, we don't go further to take it from Chomish. So Chomish, they're both interested in being Mamayit as much as possible, despite the fact that we're dealing with something that's very Hashabis, to be Mamayit as much as possible in the Malachim. Says anyone, no? Who says? Maybe Rabbi Yishmael over here says from 3, because there's no bizayin involved in getting it from 3 instead of from 5. And it's not as nice, but it's certainly not a bizayin. Mashenke and Hasim, he could be bizayin kachi. Over there, to have an animal that's partially mufshat and it sits that way until the night, and it looks like you're dealing with an avelis lying around you. That's what the Chachamim taught him. That's a bizayin kachim. Maybe there he would agree, and malacha karabonis, really. I might well time it to you that he would agree that it would be like the rabbana, that you don't do that. Inami, I could say just the opposite. I could say they're over there by Pesach. Adkan lo komer b'yishmol b'no shur b'yokan b'mroka ha'asab ela di'itabedek sarah gavoa. The point over there is that I did whatever was necessary for sarah gavoa up till the chazeh. I get out the emurim, that absolutely no need whatsoever for doing any more. Aval, machengim, when it comes over here, by the lo tzarcha kula shabbos. Aval, when it comes over here by the yomer, the lo isaka leitzarav gavola lemaisa. I haven't done what I need to do for hekdesh, because I mean, if Rabbi Shmuel holds that it's advantageous b'chol to make it out of chomesh, that advantage may be enough to be mechal shabbos for, without taking into consideration that it's better to be marba b'malach achas. If it's nicer to get it from chomesh, maybe Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshem b'yachol and broke his meida to be marba b'malachas. So over there, lo yisavet leitzarach gavoy, you haven't done the best that you could for hekdesh v'tzarach l'akolei shabbos. Amak Rabbanan Sphere, like, maybe over here he would agree with the Rabbanan. So there's not necessarily anything in common between these two shittas. We're going to have to define them a little bit better, which we will do tomorrow, Mr. Tashin.